This is news director Larissa Donovan. Joining me over the phone today is someone from Sanford Health. Her name's Alicia Vandenhoevel. We're here to talk about back to school lunches. How's it going today, Alicia?
It's going good. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fabulous. So, you know, back to school is a hectic time in my household. I'm learning all sorts of things, like when do practices end? And all sorts of things like that. So what should parents have in mind when they're packing their school lunches for their children?
You know, this is new for me this year, too. I have a kiddo that is going to preschool 3 days a week, so I'm kind of learning as I go. But a lot of the things we like to look out for, you know, including each food group, and really that's specific to your child, you know, knowing your kid, what do they like to eat, and then trying to include those food groups in their lunch throughout the week, including different colors of foods. If you can expand on that a little bit is great. Getting your kid involved in it. I had my 4.5-year-old cut up her own strawberries last night. I mean, she used a kid-safe knife, like a butter knife type thing. But, you know, she was able to help with that, and she thought that was great. So getting them involved is really helpful as well.
Well, I know my toddler at home really likes foods that are beige-colored. Sometimes not many other colors. Do you have any, I understand, like, getting kids involved. I try to get her involved in gardening, but I also don't want her to hate it later.
Mm-hmm.
How can we find that balance in getting kids involved but not going insane?
Right. Yeah, no. So if you're trying out a new food and you're going to put it on their plate, you know, offering a very, very small amount. Don't put a full serving on there. You know, do this at home before they're going, you know, off to school for lunch so you can see, you know, are they going to do this? Are they going to eat this? Offering, like, the smallest portion you can and letting them try it. You know, don't force it. You know, see if they'll take a bite of it. And then, you know, if they do try it, they don't like it, okay, not a big deal. You know, having things... having something to go with it, too, that you know that they will eat, especially at a mealtime. So something you're okay with that you know is going to be beneficial for them as well with that new food in a very small amount is really helpful.
So we hear a lot in the news that lettuce can be kind of dangerous with some of the... with some of the diseases that's been associated with it over the years. And I, for one, I'm a big spinach lover, but I don't know if my kids are so much. Do you have any tricks or techniques to get kids to eat that those dark leafy greens we know are so good for us?
Yeah, so one of the things you can do, and this is maybe more for at home unless your kiddo has an option at school to warm up their lunch, would be to hide those things within foods. You know, if you're making like a lasagna or something and you can chop up, you know, spinach or I don't know, maybe you like to do some shredded carrot or something like that. People do all kinds of things to get veggies in. Kind of getting that blended in really well. Maybe you have to use a mixer, a blender of some kind to mix it in with the sauce. But coming up with creative ways to kind of add those things to meals without your kiddo like really knowing is an option. Otherwise, getting them to try
thing,
it. Yeah. Otherwise, getting them to try stuff like that can be really tough. So that's, you know, she's 8 months old. You know, you can hide things in her,
right.
in her pureed food pretty easily.
Fairly easily. Well, Alicia, is there anything else we should keep in mind when we're doing back-to-school lunches, like food safety and things like that? I think some of us, you know, just assume we do everything, right? We're the mom. We know what we're mm-hmm. doing. But, you know, sometimes I can catch myself getting a little sloppy about, you know, the counter wiping down and things like that.
Yeah, you know, keeping cold foods cold and hot foods hot is really important. I know they make... you know, thermoses, if you're going to send like a soup or something with your kid that will keep everything, you know, warm until lunchtime, or making sure you have a really good ice pack and lunch bag to go with to keep those things cold is probably some of the most important things. And of course, hand washing, you know, when you're creating those lunches and teaching your child that too, if they're helping you pack a lunch or whatever, having them, you know, practice, you know, really good hand hygiene. Those things, you know, will help them throughout their lifespan.
All right, great. Well, Alicia, is there anything else about back-to-school lunches we haven't got to before we let you go today?
No, I don't think so. Just in general, eating a healthy diet, being active, you know, for students overall, it helps, you know, better nutrition helps them with better attendance, improving behaviors, concentration, and just overall helps them perform better in school. So just making sure at home when you're planning these things out, including them and trying to get all those food groups in is what's really important.
All right, fabulous. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Alicia Vandenhoevel. I was so focused on the last name, I almost messed up the first. But thanks again, Alicia, for joining us today.
Yes, thanks, Larissa.